Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on a, let's just call it a Freestyle Friday. It is a Freestyle Friday. We are going to have Toads on the telephone later on tonight at 9:20. So we'll roll the dice and see how that goes here on this Friday night. It is a high school football night as well. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. We want you to text in any number of different things you can text in tonight. Now, Blake and I, we're doing our NFL picks tonight, but we are not giving our Cowboys pick. You guys know we don't give our Cowboys pick until the Saturday show. So that said, we will do our picks at 9 o'clock. Tolo's on the telephone at 9:20. Ray Nixon, one of the original Big Threers, is going to be joining us in studio 8 to 9, talking all things basketball, NBA, a little college as well. He played at Wisconsin, and then, of course, in the Big Three as well. So we're going to talk to him about that. So a lot of stuff to get to. His thoughts on Cooper Flagg, the Mavericks, and everything that's gone on with that organization in the last year. But when you text into the program tonight, we know a lot of you will. 877-881-1053. What high school are you repping? Are you going to a game tonight? You know, is your team in play? What's going on? You guys know I represent the Louisville Fighting Farmers. We're playing Coppell tonight, okay? So throw the records out when Louisville and Coppell. Of course, Louisville's undefeated, so get your minds right about that. I'm Fred. That is, with his hair looking ever so dapper tonight, the one, the only phenom that I recognize. Blake Elliott.
Hola. Yeah, I got a haircut today after the gym. Had to get ready for the weekend. You know, just staying ready.
Doing you don't have to get ready.
Well, just I'm doing a lot more filming, so I'm on camera a lot more. So I used to be able to get away with...
Face for content.
Hey, face for content. Man.
Face for content.
I used to be able to get away with not having a haircut for... I used to get like once a month.
Yeah.
Save a little bit of cheddar.
Yeah.
Wasn't that really worried about it. But now if I'm going to be vlogging... Doing multiple podcasts during the week.
You got to look presentable.
I got to look presentable, especially if we're posting these clips online. You can't be, man, I was going to sponsor the show, but what is that guy's haircut? This guy can't take care of himself. So I got a little lineup today.
I appreciate
Took the
that.
Braids out. Going to let the hair breathe over the weekend. And then Monday we will reevaluate a hairstyle.
What will it be on Sunday when we go to AT&T?
See, that's a great question because, you know, if I'm feeling good, maybe the curls will be out.
Yeah.
If I'm feeling like, oh, it's getting a little crazy, a little tangled, then maybe I'll make a rush appointment to get my hair done.
But okay.
Not that worried about it.
So are we, I mean, what's kind of the timetable for when this decision will be made? We typically have to be at the stadium by around 2, and I'm just going to go ahead and give you a heads up. I've already got the ticket, our parking lot ticket.
I didn't get one.
So, yeah, right. So I'm just telling you now. So we'll probably have to meet at our spot. Now, make sure you don't miss 10 different exits prior to getting there.
I do miss a lot of exits. Are you for real? I didn't get a parking pass.
I don't know. Did you? I'm going to go out of limit, so you probably didn't.
Thanks. I needed that confidence boost.
It's my guess.
I needed that.
It's all right. I got one.
As long as you have one, we can meet up.
Yeah, no. Well, that's my whole point. So don't miss any exits.
Are you saying that you don't think I'll have enough time to get my hair done?
Well, I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to organize this so that we're not in rush mode come Sunday afternoon.
Was the gym influencer girl there today? No. So she was not there.
AKA face for content.
But
face for content too?
I mean, there's plenty of good looking talent there. Don't get a twist of that.
Hey, that, cheeks for content.
There's a lot there. But my point was, I myself and my friend, we have a nice camera that we bring and vlog / film it, which is pretty standard. There's people with their iPhones on tripods, whatever. Like usually you see somebody with somebody and they're filming each other.
Or just
people by themselves just filming them. That's pretty standard at our gym.
100%.
Today, I see three Barbie-looking girls.
Mm.
One girl looked like Daphne in a good way, you know, whatever.
Daphne from Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo? Yeah. Okay, okay.
So she's standing out already in Blake's eyes. Whatever. Good-looking girls.
Yeah.
I'd probably say late 30s.
Oh, Fred's wheelhouse.
Late 30s.
Okay.
Early 40s.
Yeah.
Workout gear.
Millennials.
Six cameramen.
Wow.
Every angle of every movement they did. They had like three people on nice DSLRs, like big-time cameras, and three people on like iPhone.
Yeah.
The DJI.
Did you approach and say anything?
The crazy part is it did go through my head. Old Daphne, I was like, but at the same time, it seemed like they showed up to do a commercial.
Almost. Yeah, probably. I mean,
like they had a bunch of cameras there. Yeah. So I was like, I don't want to be in the middle. If she was off to the side.
Does anybody need a voiceover? Because I happen to do.
If she was off to the side, I mean, getting water, and I would have said something. But I wasn't going to walk in the middle of three people, girls working out, six cameras,
Be that guy.
But that's all I have for you. I won't bore you with that story. That's the end of it. We'll get to sports.
Oh, well, that's kind of unfortunate. I was hoping that.
Well, I didn't want to go on a rant. I know people sometimes like when we talk sports, so I would rant.
Well, I mean, they also like that aspect of it too. I mean, you act like you're new to the show and new to the text messages and new to how this works.
People were talking about the shout out to the Terrell Tiger 6-0 about to give Ennis the business tonight. Braswell Bengals versus Flower Mound tonight. That's from Maddie. Okay. Shout out to our boy Vernon. 972 started doing prison workouts at home because of Gen Zers cameras at the gym. I don't think. I mean, that's your prerogative. Whatever makes you happy. I'm not even gonna comment on that. Whatever makes you happy.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, man. It's one of those deals where, and again, at our gym, there are a lot of folks that have cameras, and I've given you a hard time about it, and I joke around about this. Like, I don't understand what people carry around in their gym bag. Okay, mm-hmm. But that's just me. Now at our gym, you're going to see people carrying gym bags, camera bags, and a tripod, right? And at first, I was a little annoyed by it. I'm not going to lie. But I'm at the point now at the gym where you just work around it. I mean, it's just that's the way it is. And what I like about our gym outweighs the number of people that are there with tripods and doing all the other extracurricular
least,
stuff.
I mean, if you want to look at the positive side, at least people are happy about posting their workouts nowadays. I mean, that wasn't thing five years ago. I'm just saying as far as overall health, like people want to post them working out. That's kind of a good thing in general that people want to work out enough to post
it. I don't know that it is, but you and I will disagree on that. I don't know that it is a great thing to post. I
know it just means you're there, though. I'm just saying it's good overall.
Well, but how much working out are you really doing? Like, I saw a girl the other day. I did three exercises in the time she was sitting on this machine. I mean, literally going. I mean, what are we? What is this? A studio? And so, on one hand, from the prison guy, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. My thing is, it's like it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get some people there. You're like, are you really looking at this? Or are you just doing it to be doing it? Like, what?
I'm sure. Like the group that came in today, I didn't see much working out going on, and they were kind of hogging two or three different squat racks. But the gym was also empty. There was probably 60 people in there when I was there today. So you can when you show up at a certain time. Now showing up at 6 o'clock and hogging five bench presses,
which you can't do, right?
That's
like you got to know going into it. So that's why I have figured out at my gym in Louisville. The optimal times to go.
Yeah. And because you got to figure that out early.
You got to know. And now that the newness of it has worn off, I know that there's certain time frames where it's like, I'm just not going to go because it's just there's too much going on. There's too many people standing around. There's too many people. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of people that work out, make no mistake. But it's a club, bro.
It is. Hey, no, there's one gym, John Reed, I think it's called. There's an actual DJ in there. Like on the workout floor, like mixing tracks, EDM, house music, hip hop, like for real doing that. I'm like, that's cool.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Cool to like bring someone who doesn't live in Texas like one time.
Yeah.
To just show off.
Could you imagine just
but actually
in?
Being your daily gym? No. No.
877-881-1053. How would you feel with a DJ at your gym? 877-881-1053.
I will say though, today's been a phenomenal day.
Yeah.
I told myself, I told you this on the phone. I tell my mom this, and I stayed true to it. I said, I got to wake up before 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And your boy did it. 7:45.
That's impressive.
First alarm.
Yeah.
Did a Bible study with my mom to start my day. Ate some breakfast. Went to the gym. Yeah. Did some content. Edited some videos. Studied for the show. And then got here, man. Very, very, very productive day. Got a haircut.
You're a better man than me. I finished the John Candy documentary last night. Just tremendous television. John Candy was a monster in the comedy world. For those of you that grew up in the 80s and 90s, know exactly what I'm talking about. And those movies still hold up to the test of time. So then I was feeling very Who's Harry Crumb-ish. One of the better John Candy movies that I don't think it's near enough love for just how hysterical it is. So I stayed up until 3:30 and watched Who's Harry Crumb and then went to bed. So I'm
you've got a documentary obsession.
I'm just right. Look, right now my sleep is all over the place. The Mythical High School show is gonna. I'm not getting off the radio tonight till 12:30. So, and I don't say that to complain. It's just like, hey, a lot going on right now.
Do the Tolos have any inspiration? Any helpful hints to help Fred go to sleep better?
I don't need any. You know what I need? Okay. I just need to. There's
he's
little
so
things.
Stubborn,
I am. I know what I need. I know what to do.
Before anyone can say a word, I don't need any help.
I don't need it.
I don't need any help.
I don't want it.
The stubbornness I get, but the sleep stuff. I'm in the same boat. I didn't go to bed till like 4 last night.
It's not about that.
Are y'all in the bed and having these problems, or is this?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's part of the problem. If you're actively doing things and then you're wondering why you're not falling asleep.
I know why I'm not sleeping.
Okay.
I'm not complaining that I can't sleep. I'm complaining that I'm being undisciplined and staying up entirely too late because I should be going to sleep.
I feel you.
You know? But that's my issue.
Have you tried doing whatever things you're doing, just laying in your bed, whether it's watching TV?
No,
or
because I, I, I had no problem with this, and then just it's just been lately. There's just a lot going on in my head. I need some Ibogaine is what I need. You think I'm playing? I am dead.
I don't think you're playing. I see you every day.
I am dead serious. So no, and you know,
need a big stress release
because you know I could handle the Ibogaine. 12 hours, brain all over the place. Sign me up.
Don't read any of the text. Just don't read any of them, because you'll say one of them out loud and we'll get fired.
Nah, I wouldn't do that. Thanks for listening, FD. Thanks for listening, FD.
No, they're nice. They're not bad. They're just inappropriate.
Thanks for listening, FD.
Wow. You guys are crazy.
I haven't read one text message yet.
Don't.
I'll read them during the break. What about this Trayvon Diggs news?
I mean, when I saw the tweet from Mashoda, it was 30 minutes late or 30 minutes old. I just got out of the gym.
Did you think it was real at first? Or did you think it was like...
I turned on the radio, so I heard KNC talking about it. And then I see Mashoda's tweet, and it already has, I don't know, 500 retweets. It's already going semi-viral. And I see the concussion, and I'm going, oh, reading the first line. He must have got concussed at practice today. That's unfortunate. Maybe or maybe he won't play on Sunday. Then I continue reading the tweet, and it says, at home. So then, like anybody at home did, my mind starts stirring. What could have caused this Trayvon Diggs concussion? Was he, it's me speculating, it's what I did in the moment, just giving y'all behind the scenes. Did he fall down the stairs? Probably got a big house. Was he walking his dog, and his dog took off left or right, and he hit his head on the concrete? Did him and his homeboys were playing flag football in the yard and he hit his head? I don't know what happened. Josina Anderson came out and quote tweeted it and said it had nothing to do with like it was no physical or like domestic.
There was no dispute at his home that led to his concussion.
I assume that's where most people's minds went. But
well, I mean, look, Broda said on G-Bag this afternoon during Krusty's Corner, he said, you know, he texted his contacts, and one of them said that guy had heard three different stories as to what was going on. And so, you know, no one can really pinpoint exactly.
Which you're speculatory, or should we not speculate? That's all we can do. I don't know the answer.
What the nature of the show, this business is. I mean, look. It doesn't say, I mean, I don't want any, and I kind of teased it a little bit, my thoughts in crosstalk. Like, you've got to get hit by something, ideally, right? Or theoretically.
Out for the game on Sunday. It's Friday.
He came to work. He came to the studio. He came to the facility today with concussion-like symptoms.
And they noticed, obviously, immediately.
So what, last night or this morning, he got hit upside the head pretty severely, apparently.
I want all the speculations on the text line.
Because my thing, the only thing I would say is this. If this was a common, like every time we hear about, because baseball players do dumb stuff all the time, right?
Where break their hand, break
you
their
know,
finger.
Cut their hand. I mean, how many times have you heard a baseball player falling down the stairs, or he cut his hand in the kitchen or something like that? Like, I feel like baseball players, that happens a lot. I remember Salvador Perez, the catcher for the Royals, missed an entire series, right, because he fell down and sprained something falling down the stairs.
Derek Harland here fell over his dog, supposedly.
Okay, right? So you hear these weird, and if it's something that benign.
Someone said he just hit his head on the headboard, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, I'll tell you what, we know, and this is an original joke, but I'll steal this from Chiafalo. We know he didn't hit his head trying to tackle anybody.
Nope. Can't even tackle his own problems.
So that much we do know. I don't know. I hope it's nothing serious. Yeah. I hope it's nothing bad. All right. But I'm sorry if it gets an eye raise from me that Trayvon Diggs, who clearly has not been the Trayvon Diggs that we've all expected him to be, really for the last two seasons, and we know he's unhappy. We know Micah was his boy, and he's been kind of the poster child for what's been wrong in the secondary this year.
Mm-hmm.
Should we play man? Should we play zone? Really doesn't matter. You haven't been good anyway. And then that tweet comes out the other day that pretty much, you know, sunk everybody's battleship, at least from the secondary standpoint, was, okay, you got $180 million wrapped up in two dudes, and neither one of them have either A, intercepted a pass, even though Diggs did, and it got overturned by a penalty. So he does have that little asterisk to his name, and that's really the only major, you know, highlight he's had from that standpoint. And Bland has done neither. No interceptions, no passes defended.
And the Bland one is more concerning. Diggs, I think we all are kind of at a point where us, everybody listening, and front office, I assume it's kind of on the same page that Diggs is not going to be here long term. This is probably his last year here, and there's not much of a, hey, he's not playing well, but it is what it is. Well, Bland, you just gave him.
You just signed. He's the fifth highest paid cornerback in the NFL because of you from just a few weeks ago.
You just did that, and you're expecting him to be a cornerstone corner. And
ain't been anything but.
I should be able, if you're the fifth highest paid corner, I should be able to treat you the same way that Stingley and Sertan and Sauce are. Go guard the other player's best player, shadow him and shut him down. And make the wide receiver twos beat us.
Ted McMillan should not be going off against you.
I should be able to just line you up one-on-one, zone, man, whatever. You've got him.
Yeah.
Don't let him go off. That's what, I'm not saying every single of the top corners do that night in, night out and have never allowed a big game. But for the most part, Sertan locks down his guy. And I think he's the best in the business. Sauce Gardner takes care of business.
Chiefs pretty much do that with Trent McDuffie.
McDuffie, Stingley. Like, at least as far as a Matt Eberflus DC mind, I can put that over there, and wide receiver one is, for the most part, taken care of. I might roll a safety every now and then on third down or whatever. But right now, you're treating Bland as if he's Kyer Elam. Yeah. You're treating Diggs as if he's Kyer Elam. And they're all playing very similar. There's not much distinction in their game right now. None of them look confident. None of them look like they want to tackle.
Reddy Stewart does.
Like, the same thing we say with the linebackers, we can say with the safeties, we can say with the corners. There is not one consistent player in any of those three rooms where you're going, hey, that guy needs to be on the field.
No.
Defensive line, we can get a little here and there, and there's some nuance to it. But those linebacker, safety, and corner, and I said that going into the season. I said, this defense is a 3 or 4 out of 10 for me. The team overall is like a 6 or something, 6.5, whatever I gave at the beginning of the season. But the defense is 3 or 4 because of the linebacker room looking good in training camp. That's great and all.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be good in the grand scheme of the NFL. That proved to be correct. And then the same for the secondary. Like, we were hyping up, not saying you, I'm just saying we in general as the media, were hyping up Kyer Elam. And even Brennan talked to me about it. He said, hey, man, I saw this guy in Buffalo for a while. He's done this before. It's not all as made out to be. Deron Bland has surprised me how below average he's been. Yeah. Trayvon Diggs, we've been talking about all year, hasn't been able to have a good week of on and off field continued. And then the safeties, I mean, we can do a whole other segment on the safeties. Donovan Wilson shouldn't even be getting snaps right now.
No.
We're at the point where people are questioning if Donovan Wilson should change positions. Talking about putting him strictly in the box at linebacker.
I'll tell you what.
He's got some great instincts.
I'll tell you right now, I'd rather have him than Kenneth Murray.
Is that a crazy thought? I'm not going to act like I'm an NFL DC and that's an easy switch. I'm sure someone will text that in. But I don't hate it. It's not like Kenneth Murray's showing you why you can't try that out.
I tell you what, even though I thought the idea that, okay, you had Kenneth Murray, you know, lurking so that he could undercut the Renfro, which that's been the message all week from that play on why your $90 million cornerback is 8 yards off. And, oh, by the way, we're 7 weeks in and we got to tell our corners better. You know,
we're still guessing.
Know where the sticks are at?
We're still guessing.
Like, you've got $180 million and two dudes and they don't know where to be on the sticks?
And that's hard to defend Bland. We can talk about Eberflus all we want. At the end, if Bland is pushed up a little bit and makes that play, do you think Eberflus is chewing him out on the sideline?
No.
That's what a good corner's doing now. I understand alignment, down and distance, all that goes into it. But for the game to be on the line, you're 8, 9, 10 yards back and don't react, and we're relying on Kenneth Murray, who's on his third team in 6 years, trying to make that play?
Yeah, no, it makes zero sense to me. All right, coming up next, Jerry was here this morning with K&C. Also, Shoddy did normal as part of it, for me to say, was with Sean and RJ as part of his weekly stop here on 105.3 The Fan. We got some updates on some injuries as well as some defensive suggestions for Sunday. Lots to get to. Your text messages and more. Ray Nixon in studio from 8 to 9. So much more right here on Fan After Dark.
This segment of The Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Franco and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Franco and Frankel, the go-to car truck attorneys in Dallas.
From the 254, where's that damn Revel dude? Well, we're all wondering that. He's on the sideline.
He's got a brace.
With the brace on.
We will be going over the... Whose audio are we doing right here?
It's going to be a little Jera.
I love Jerry audio. You guys need to stay tuned. When are we playing that Jordan and Bill Belichick audio? Because that's what I'm most geeked for this entire show. Because what a leak by NFL Films or someone at NFL Films. Or
I've got it at 9:20.
Is that when we have our guests?
It's a split. No, our guest is from 8 to 9.
Okay.
I've got a Tolos on the telephone / NFL stack. So that's dependent upon how, you know, how much you, the fatties and Tolos, respond at 9:20.
They're gonna blow up the lines, and we're not gonna play the audio. It's fine.
Well, you just play it during that final hour.
I want you to hear it.
I've already heard it.
I'm surprised you're not more upraged.
Outraged?
Upraged.
As soon as I saw
the headline, I thought of you. I go, Fred has been bagging on Bill Belichick for having this girl ruin his career, and now we're seeing it live, and you've got like no reaction to it.
I mean,
it's very surprising.
You know what?
You're like, that's whatever.
I'm saddened by it.
I know, but I just thought you would jump it on just, it. Be like, it, hey, just, it makes sense. It confirms
well,
it. I don't got to
no,
theorize.
It confirms what I already knew. And I'm the kind of guy where sometimes it hurts to be right.
Someone take this guy's microphone. This is why you can't give Fred an inch. You cannot give him any compliment. You know, sometimes it just hurts to be right. Just can't stop doing it.
I mean, someone has to do it, people.
See what happens. He gets a couple picks weeks 1-6, and he starts feeling himself. You're going to get a big old dose of humble ass pie. You're going to get some of that today.
First of all, I didn't even
say
it. You're the one saying it, not
me.
I know.
I didn't like your response. And NFL picks, you're getting cooked.
You know what happens when you point the finger at somebody else? It's three fingers.
I point it like this, though, if you notice. Little spider web.
Yeah, because you know.
He's casting spells at you. That's what
he's trying.
I don't need to hear a Magic of the Gathering back there.
All right, my bad. You're right.
Yeah. I'll get on both.
You got stay positive.
You got Trevor all excited. Did somebody just go do something nerdy in there?
Should I get paid? No, today? I shouldn't. That was a bad question. That was a bad friend question. I shot a commercial today for my friend. I helped him shoot it. Yeah. And the brand sent us a bunch of stuff to shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't get paid, right?
Well,
they sent it to my friend, and then he needed help videoing it.
Did he give you any of the merch?
Yeah, he gave me one of the insoles. It was just an insole company, and they sent us four.
So then, what are you complaining about?
I didn't say I was complaining. I asked a question.
I asked a question.
Then I retreated off the question.
Yeah, because you knew.
Interesting. But I just wonder. I guess because we're friends, it's a little bit different. But if I was just somebody random at the gym and was like, hey, can you film this commercial for me? You'd want to cut. But we're friends. We film each other all the time.
I mean, obviously, this has been a burning desire of yours to throw this question out.
I mean, it happened today.
Yeah. It's been sitting in your craw, apparently.
Not really. I mean, I just saw the video 5 minutes ago, so I was just interested. I was just wondering. Huh.
I did better than I thought. I think I should get paid for this.
I did do better than I thought.
I was expecting to do free crap work, but this is actually, I might pay for this as good as this
when
looks.
When I saw the ad that's going to get posted tomorrow, I was like, okay, I would buy this. So I was happy with my camera work.
Okay.
Well, that's all. So when Hollywood and Quentin Tarantino come calling, I guess I'll be the star.
You haven't even watched Pulp Fiction. Quentin Tarantino's not calling you. Let's get that straight.
Him viewing the video has nothing to do with me knowing who he is.
First of all, I can tell.
Is he following me?
I saw the video as well, and I know you didn't watch Pulp Fiction from watching it. So,
I didn't say there was Pulp Fiction inspiration.
I know it wasn't because I could tell.
Okay, what are you in his pocketbook?
Quentin Tarantino's not calling you.
It can be anybody.
Okay. I hope it is, but it won't be Quentin.
So when Hollywood calls, you won't be on my list for that comment.
I don't want to be
for
on
that
list.
Comment alone.
I don't want to be on your list.
For that comment alone.
I'm on another list.
You're on another list that we can't say on the air. So. You want to start talking about lists you're on. And you too, Trevor. I don't want to hear you pipe up too. You're on a list definitely.
Listen, just because I thought it was cool you were casting spells doesn't mean anything, all right?
Man? You're on the list for some other stuff. We'll get to that later at 10 o'clock.
Dang.
We'll get to that at 10 o'clock.
Dang. Shout out to Melissa Smith. All right.
Who's Melissa?
If you know, you know. If you know, you know. She's a Zamboni driver. All right. Are we making too much out of DeMarvian Overshown? Will he be the missing link? What say you, Jerry Jones?
Well, he is. He would dramatically help our pressures, and he dramatically as you saw him from sideline to sideline, he has an unusual ability to get outside, all that speed, those instincts. And then can he really wrap him up? He's one of the most unique wrap-up tacklers. And that's the way they're teaching tackling today in the NFL, is to get down there, get in their wheels, and then somehow make a turn that just drops those legs right out from under them when you grab them. And as you've noticed, we've had on our defense, we've had some run after we make those initial hits, getting them down. Well, that has a lot to do with who you're trying to hit, but it also has a lot to do with technique and tackling. Overshown does it well.
I love Corey with the active listening.
Yeah.
When Jerry's like, you know, he can make those open field tackles.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, he can. Sure. Overshown is not going to clean up all these blemishes. It might look to make the linebacking room a lot better, or I'll say a little bit better, but, I mean, defense grows from 31 to 29 with Overshown.
I think the real test is going to be the ramp-up period before he's even activated.
Yep. You know? And we know that's not really a quick process with the Cowboys, other than, like, I guess Tyler Booker is kind of the only one that's really come back early. I mean, honestly, both your O-linemen. Remember Guyton, we thought, might be out for a couple weeks into the season. He came back early. Unless we're talking about offensive linemen, when it comes to defensive players, we'll just stick to the defense side of the ball. Have you seen anybody come back earlier? I guess Diggs came back early, didn't he?
He came back a little ahead of schedule.
Yeah, might have been.
And maybe that wasn't the best result for all parties involved. But, I mean, I think with Overshown, and I've said this since the season started, and I've already said this about Revelle, and I feel even more emboldened by it after what we've seen recently. A, you're not going to see Siobhan Revelle this year. And I would temper any and all expectations on what DeMarvian Overshown is going to look like when he comes back, because I think you've got...
They're going to ask him to do a lot, too.
I don't think they can.
They're going to want to ask him to do a lot. Like, hey, fix the defense. They're talking about this.
No,
it's going to be a ramp-up period.
I don't think they're saying... No, Jerry's saying that. The coaching staff knows he can't do what folks think he can do.
Immediately.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if he's going to be able to do it this season. I mean, we're talking about a guy who tore three ligaments in his knee. I mean, I get it. You know, I've said this already. Yes, is medical technology ahead of where it was a year, two, 10, 20 years ago? Of course it is. All right, but that's a severe knee injury on a gentleman on a body that is susceptible to getting hurt. Like, that's the reality of it. Unfortunately, genetically, Overshown has a propensity of getting hurt. And so my question is that, all right, what, you know, is it worth bringing him back? And I think that, I'll tell you this much.
Uh-oh.
I wouldn't be surprised if during the warm-up, during the ramp-up period, they said, let's go ahead and just put the kibosh on this, especially depending upon what the season looks like. This team's 2-6, 2-7, something like that.
Why even?
You don't even bring him back. Because at that point, your season's done.
Yeah. And then the only reason you're putting him out there is a risk of re-injury.
That's all you're doing. All right. Now, if this team's, you know, 500 fight in the NFC East is completely falling off a cliff, like it looks like it potentially could, especially if you win this Sunday and the Eagles continue to struggle, all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, we're 3-3-1 at the break, or we're 4-3-1 at the bye week. And suddenly we've got a puncher's chance of maybe making some noise. All right, then I could see where, all right, maybe we want to put a little extra tighten a screw down on our boy Overshown. But outside of that, if and look, we're going to know. We are going to know by the bye week where the direction of the season is. So
it's tough cookies to swallow right now for the Cowboys defense. Do we have any more audio you want to play from
Jared?
No,
we absolutely do. This is Jerry when asked. Apparently, Eberflus, this communication issue, it's not just here in Dallas, people. Had that same issue in Chicago. Jerry, were you aware that Eberflus' players had communication issues in Chicago?
Well, first of all, I don't want to mean that there's that much meat on the bone there.
Yeah.
But one thing about Eberflus is we certainly knew Eberflus, knew his background, knew how he's evolved in his coaching. Knew times when it didn't go good for him and knew times when it did go good for him. We know Eberflus. And I can tell you he's a young 50-year-old coach that's had head coaching experience in the NFL. You say, well, that's where's that right now if it's important? It's just a part of a makeup. And what you really want more than anything is in times like these, you don't want people that break and run. You want them that'll hang in, stick in there, look pragmatically, make the adjustment if necessary, but do it begrudgingly because Flus has a plan, and he has a plan of what he wants our defense to be. It hadn't worked. It always looks bad, boys, when it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Yet there's a lot of pats on the back when it does. If you can't take that, you can't coach in the NFL.
Two things come to mind, and we may try this in another segment. Number one, I didn't know we've been saying it wrong this entire time. Okay, I think part of the problem we're getting this defense not right is because it's Uberflus.
It's not Uberflus.
All right, so I think that's issue number one.
What about Liftflus?
Like, I think at this point we're, and it sounds like Jerry's game for trying out anything at this point. Have we thought about maybe, and you're going to be, you might be too young to do this or remember this. You know what a laugh track is?
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to start setting Jerry's audio to a laugh track.
Yeah. Did he answer the question?
No, of course not. And I think that's the beauty of it is
quickly redirected.
I think we need to set, and we might do it. I don't know if we're going to get to it today. We might have to do it tomorrow, but I want to set a couple of these audios to a laugh track.
I want you just to listen to the first 15 seconds. I mean, it couldn't be more of a direct question. Was there communication problems?
Yeah.
In Chicago?
With who? Uberflus? Come on, man.
And you were aware
of
that.
He's got a plan.
This is directly after that question.
Well, first of all, I don't want to yes mean that there's that much meat on the bone there.
Yeah.
But one thing about Eberflus is we certainly knew Eberflus, knew his background.
Mm. One thing about Eberflus, we knew Eberflus.
So is that him saying we knew the communication problems with there?
I don't want to yes it because I don't want to put any meat on that bone. I'm here to tell you, we know Eberflus.
I mean, he also could have just said no because there is no communication problems and I trust in Eberflus and that's all media hoopla.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we know him. What do you mean?
Well, the things going around about him are not great right now,
meat
Jared.
On that bone, boy. Has meat on that bone, Blake. I mean, look. There's Eberflus, and then we know Eberflus, okay? And he's got a plan, and sometimes that plan doesn't work.
And when it does, there's pats on the back. Yeah,
tell you what, I mean, boys, I don't know what you're smoking, but I want some of it.
I just love how he keeps going back to the – it has nothing to do with a game-by-game basis. It doesn't matter, at least for Jerry's answers with this. Look, it has to go with why he signed him in the first place. It's going to be the answer all the way through the year. Was he a head coach, Fred? Okay.
Well, I mean, not only was he a D coordinator, he's a head coach.
There's not very many of those guys walking around.
You right now. Eberflus.
Uberflus.
I almost feel like this is a... Is this kind of like Beetlejuice, where if we say Eberflus, 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 all of a sudden he's going to pop up here in the studio?
Sandworms.
That's kind of what it feels like right now.
At least he'd pop up here. He's not on the Cowboys sideline.
I would love to just get a few minutes. Oh.
Go ahead and finish
it.
With Uberflus. And just ask Oobs.
Oobs.
What are we doing here, man?
What's with the man-to-man? Trayvon wants to run man-to-man, Oobs. Let's do it.
If you could ask Uberflus one question right now. Mm-hmm. If we said Uberflus three times, Uberflus, 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 and he popped up right there.
Mm-hmm.
You got one question. What are you asking him?
Why does Donovan Wilson still have a jersey?
And he'd say, well, who do you want me to put there?
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I look around for Carter Freeman, Jacob Rietma,
Brendan Baxter. I guarantee that would be his answer off the air.
Yeah.
I mean, we're also doing this like hypothetical Eberflus here.
off the air.
That's part of the issue. Yeah. I guarantee you that would be his response.
Dude,
you tell me, smart guy, who should I put there? Because I've seen everybody that's behind him.
I want to see Elijah Clark. He can't be much worse. And if he is,
what's that tell
I'll
you?
Eat my crow.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's part of it.
There's no way that Donovan Wilson is the best coverage safety you have. Put Trayvon Diggs back there. I don't care.
Well, you can. He's concussed. He's concussed.
There's zero reason that anybody could tell me that Donovan Wilson is your best cover safety.
Well, I mean, look, Malik's out.
I need Malik to come back. Okay. Put Wanya back
there. Wanya is back there.
No, Donovan Wilson needs to never be back there.
I mean, look, I'm just telling you. I think I guarantee that'd be his answer.
You know Donovan Wilson has played more out of the box this year than he ever has in his career, over 50%.
Yeah.
He's about to hit his number of snaps that he hit outside the box last year already this year. If he continues at this pace, at the end of the month, he'll hit what he hit last year as far as being out of the box safety, playing up top, being that single high guy. It makes no reason. It makes no doesn't make any sense to me. I think he should be in the box.
And
he should be a linebacker, practically.
Isn't Justin Simmons still available, too?
It's a lot of guys.
But there's you know what? I want to say just one more thing, too.
This isn't against Donovan Wilson as a person. Guy in the locker room to interview.
No, look, I my hat's off to him. He's always there to talk and all that kind of stuff. That's why I always feel bad about talking
about
it. But I don't want to hear any more about how great Will McClay is. Okay? I'm tired of hearing about Will McClay. All right?
No Will McClay love.
No! I mean, what? Look, you lucked out with George Pickens, okay? You lucked out with George Pickens. Name me one impact. You knew this team was devoid of talent in the backfield defensively, and your signing was Kyer freaking Elam, dude. Okay, your safeties are a gut punch beyond all gut punches. Okay, it gets you nauseous watching them. And you've got Justin Simmons sitting out there. You've got plenty of guys you could go pluck from other teams.
But you got 18
practice squads.
Defensive ends.
But you've got, but let's go ahead. But, oh, by the way, Will McClay and Jerry and Steven, you've got a pass rushing problem. So let's get one of the more kind of hybrid guys who's really a better run defender than he is pass rusher in Jadeveon Clowney, who's done squat for you in two games. All right, let's hear what Shoddy had to say, and let's get ready for our boy Roy Nix and talk a little hoop coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
But we know.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine, back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoe, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Appreciate that, Mr. Trevor, the creator. We've got our boy Ray Nixon in studio. Back-to-back nights with a little in-studio guest because why not? For one, it just we love guests here on the show, but there's just, you get a little different vibe. You get a little bit more chemistry, and the conversation can just be a little more intimate when it comes to everybody being together.
We're not big Zoom fans. We're not big Zoom.
I'm not crazy.
Zoom
about
was
it.
Was the doom of social interactions. You got to see people in person. Got to look them in the eyes. Yeah. You got to feel the energy, good or bad. And I feel like that's what in person allows us to do. I'm glad we're not in the auxiliary studio like we were yesterday.
That was rough.
We have all the technical difficulties have worked themselves out, so we can have a great guest like today.
By the way, Cal Raleigh with another home run ties this game up 2-2, bottom of the eighth inning. So, Ray, you are from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So obviously your Brewers, you got the Brew Crew hat on,
yes,
and maybe the last night you wear the Brew Crew hat.
I need to give them some luck, man. We've been getting our teeth kicked in the last two games, man. But we had a phenomenal season so far. Hopefully we can pull one out tonight.
Mm. That when you start talking in present or past tense, they kind of let you know that this thing ain't long for this world. Had a great season. Hopefully we can scratch one out tonight. But, spoken like someone who's given those kind of interviews before. Real quick, we're going to get to plenty of basketball talk here in just a little bit. But let's wrap up this football segment because you're a Green Bay Packers guy as well.
Yes, sir.
How surprised were you? Because you went to the Cowboys Packers game, did you not?
Yeah. We were about three seats from the ceiling, but we went. My mom flew into town or whatever. She bought tickets maybe a couple weeks before the Parsons trade.
Okay.
So we might have got a steal, but we were still on the roof. But it was a phenomenal game, nonetheless. As long as we didn't lose to the Cowboys.
Tell you what, I mean, your boys might have a little issue right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Green Bay is a weird team. Y'all are inconsistent. Like, some highest ceiling we've seen, beating Detroit, taking care of teams, but then losing to the Browns and tying the Cowboys.
And when we beat Detroit, I said, this is the kind of season we're going to have. We're going to beat the teams that we're not supposed to beat and then lose to the ones that we're supposed to be kicking in.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I hate it.
No, it's all right. Look, it's a weird place to be in, right? And, you know, I mean, look, we all like Matt LaFleur. But again, you just got, you know, and it's one of those deals where you've got a lot of head coaches right now in the National Football League that aren't your Andy Reid, that aren't your Sean McVay's, all right, or hell, dare I say, even your Nick Sirianni's, who are all trying to get over that hump and get to that championship. And so we'll ask you about that here in just a little bit, as far as kind of, you know, what that's like, especially from a basketball perspective. But real quick, let's hear from our boy Shoddy. Let's go to... And this is something that I think we all want to hear. And this is from Shoddy 4. If you change up your defensive scheme mid-season, do you worry that players will have to relearn things in a short amount of time?
No, because here's the point I'm trying to get across, and you guys obviously understand, but maybe to the fans out there, like, we have man-to-man coverage calls in our defense. Like, you know, like we didn't go in there and go, okay, hey, guys, this is called cover one, and everybody's going to go. Like, we didn't do that on Wednesday morning. Like, and the guy's like, oh, my God, that's so cool. We just chase guys around the field all day. Like, these are all calls that we've had. It's some of the ways that we're using them, some of the ways we're tweaking them. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you know, Washington's got a lot of weapons, and so – you know, there's certain ways if you do want to play man-to-man, where do you send your help and how do you do it? And again, you can't just play man-to-man. And then there's things where we're going to line up like we're playing man-to-man and we're actually going to play zone. And, you know, we call it maze. It's for, you know, you show man, you know, it's play man, but it's zone alignments. And so that's really difficult for offenses. But like my point is, you know, for us, it's the way we're using the calls more than the calls themselves. The calls are, they've been in our playbook going back to the offseason program.
That's the last thing they need to be doing, Fred, is running man, tricking into zone, maze. They do not need to be doing any trickery. I do not care if the Cowboys announce what coverage they're playing, because at least everyone on the defense, you know, they do that. I've coached 13, 12, 14-year-olds when it comes to like football in the summer and whatnot. Those kids, sometimes we would just tell them, yell out the coverage. When they're 7, 8, 9 years old, just yell it. I don't care what the offense knows, because I want y'all to be on the same page and we can teach the other stuff later.
Exactly.
It is unfortunate. The Cowboys, I'm at that point right now. They don't need to be trying to trick anybody. They don't need to be trying to doing different stunts and disguising things. They need to be on the same page, because half of the defense is running man. The other half's running cover three. The middle of the field is running Tampa two. They have no idea what they are doing as far as synchronicity. They've got to get on the same page. So just even hearing that in Shoddy's answer of like, oh, we got Mays out here where we're running zone, but it's really man and man, but it's really zone, and makes the offense think, well, the defense is thinking. And they're not on the same page.
Look, I'm not even convinced he's doing that. I mean, it sounds. I mean, it, for all we know, that could just be him saying that because it sounds good in the media. And I was waiting for him to say, look, does it really matter if we change up mid-scheme? Because they haven't figured out this one yet. So, you know, what difference does it make? Because they're still trying to understand the first. When you're 6 weeks in, and let's just put this into a basketball terminology, right? Like, mm-hmm. if you are. And just from about, we'll just say if you're a third of the way through the season right. and you're still dealing with communication issues, what is that usually an indication of?
It could be a number of things. And a lot of times guys get tied up in extracurricular activities throughout okay. the season and they get distracted from the game plan or they feel like they've been in the league for a certain amount of time and they understand, oh, I know what to do. I know where to be. And I can pick up coverage like that. But if you don't put those things into perspective, for the overall greater good of the team, like you're going to struggle every week. I don't care who you are. I don't care how talented you are, but you have to do everything for the greater good of the team. And sometimes guys get distracted for sure.
I don't want to put any aspersions saying you guys on the Cowboys are getting distracted, but if something came out that they were, I wouldn't be surprised based on how they're playing football right now. But that's an interesting perspective to kind of see. There's other factors to go to. We've been having a discussion for the last 2 weeks, is it the chicken or the egg? Is it the personnel or is it the DC? Because we don't think the personnel is great. We don't think the DC is great. Who's the bigger causation for this Cowboys defense falling apart? And we've been trying to figure out that riddle for a while.
Yeah.
Well, and then there's also the aspect of when you constantly hear a different voice, right? So is some of that distraction just for the simple fact of, all right, if I tell you that, all right, we're now in your third season and you've got your third different coach that you have to now learn from.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, fundamentals all being the same thing, there's going to always be schematic things that are going to be different. And so how much of that is, I mean, how much of a learning curve should you expect? Would you expect?
I mean, that's huge too, especially like you said, different voices every year. You got to have, I mean, it's for me as a player, it's always good to have a connection with whoever it is that's giving out the order.
Right.
And if you're having to constantly shuffle through different voices every year, it's going to be kind of hard.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who knows what that is? It could be, but you know, I can't really say. But I know for me, always having a good connection and a good rapport with your coach or whoever is in, if it's offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, special teams, whatever, like having that same person that you build that relationship with, you want to run through a brick wall for that coach. And if you don't have that, that could be kind of what the difference is.
And, of course, our guys, I don't know if they would even communicate that you need to run through the brick wall. They'd stop, look at the brick wall, and then probably run around first before that even got to that. All right, 1 hour in the books. All right, that's enough football talk. I'm cowboyed out.
It's
not going to lie. I mean, I
Trayvon Diggs not playing Sunday concussion. Everyone else
that's
is
a whole other conversation. Yeah. All right, coming up next, we got our boy Ray Nixon in the house. My man spent time at is Wisconsin, is it blue blood-ish?
I would put the ish on it.
Okay. Because I'll tell you what, they've had some, they've definitely had their moment in the sun when it comes to college basketball and a little college football as well. But I'll tell you what, you spent time overseas, you spent time professionally, and now you are in the Big Three. So we're going to talk about that. And then, of course, we were remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about these Dallas Mavericks. A lot to get to. Ray Nixon joins us next. This is Fan After Dark.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.